Yeah, we've it was a tight game, playoff type game. Obviously, huge implications for us, and you know, had the lead, had them where we want them, wanted them, and had some opportunities to make it 3-0, but weren't able to capitalize and caught a break there on the first one they got. And give them credit, they battled back and worked hard, and the way the shootout's going for us. Tough finish for us.
What happened there at the end when things seemed to start coming unraveled?
Well, I wouldn't say they're unraveled. I think they got a break. You know, on the one, I broke my stick and was coming back, and I'm waiting at the bench for a stick, and you know, eventually got one, and then the puck stayed in, and you know, they kept on the attack and got a quick play and beat PD, and then the other one, we didn't have a great gap on them, and kind of shot through the screen and went in, and you know, give them credit. They battled back and competed, but it was a tight game all the way through, and it would have been nice to try and finish it off. Obviously, we got to learn how to do that, and we didn't tonight.
As a captain, what do you tell a guy like Justin Peters, who saw a lot of shots, but for the most part played well enough to should have gotten the whip picker?
Yeah, he played real well. You tell him to keep set up and keep working. I think he knows that. He's done that, and played a good game for us. Gave us a chance to win. You know, obviously, they were throwing pucks from everywhere, it seemed. You know, I think they'd been a team struggling to find offense, so they were really focusing on throwing them from everywhere. And he was doing a good job of battling and, you know, clearing them out. And we had some pretty good opportunities, some grade A chances that, you know, we would like to capitalize on, but we didn't. And they battled back and got it done in the shootout.
Even though you still got a point, this feels like a loss, is it?
Yeah, the shootout losses have kind of felt like that this year. You know, when you're a team that's at the top of the conference and, you know, you lose in a shootout, it usually never feels as bad. But when you're scratching and clawing, trying to climb yourself back into it, when you lose these games, it's frustrating to lose a point. So guys worked hard and competed and wanted it bad, and it didn't happen.
In overtime, that scrum behind the net that ended up with roughing penalties, was that just kind of frustration? Was it emotion boiling over?
Well, it was a scramble in front of the net, and I felt like I got two-handed in the wrist, so I wasn't happy about it, and went after the guy that two-handed me in the wrist. So it is what it is, and obviously when it goes down to 3-on-3, I want to be on the ice, but I'm going to stand up for myself, and, you know, that's the way it is.